So the sugya is fascinating. Betzim, the Mora flows from Kiddushin Malkum Suda into Shinin Malkum. Are these holy zebezeh? There's one little tosis over here, Kufal Hamad Aleph, Al Malkum Malkum, which makes an assumption that the dinim are the same as holy zebezeh. And then he himself at the end says, Amir Yeshwarm, the Grosin and Hokra, it means obviously they're not holy zebezeh. So that's going to be part of the deal. Is our Kiddushin Malkum Suda and Shinin Malkum, are they totally zebezeh? Are they two totally different? The klalim of Malkum of the two things are not totally zebezeh but klal. So the din of Malkum plays out Hilchos Brachos, the guy with the bracha rishona, that a person makes a bracha rishona, then he's rishona Malkum. If he wants to continue to eat, he needs a new bracha rishona. It plays out the Gabi Hilchos Kiddushin Malkum Suda, the Shini Malkum plays out Kiddushin Malkum Suda. It also plays out the Gabi Bracha Achrona, that you're not supposed to leave your Malkum before you say Bracha Achrona. What does that mean in leaving your Malkum? That would be a problem with regards to the din of not leaving without saying Bracha Achrona. There's a Shita Rambam that we will see that he learned Shini Malkum plays out the Gabi Bracha Achrona, that before you eat again, you have to say bracha chorna and then say new bracha b'sharna. So Shini Malkum not only is makabi a new bracha b'sharna, which is the way we follow the shita of the Balei Tosis and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that when you leave, you're niskaiba bracha chorna. So when you want to continue eating, you need to say bracha chorna before you say the bracha b'sharna. Obviously, once you say bracha chorna, you're going to need a new bracha b'sharna. But it's mechayev bracha achrona, which is that's the fact. Like, why is it mechayev bracha achrona? Why can't I make one bracha achrona for both? So what's that about? So that's all that has to be figured out in the sugya. Okay. The Getsuya ties into the sugya of Hesech Hadas. The Rishonim already ties Shini Malkum into Hesech Hadas. Sugya of Hesech Hadas is found in three places in Shas. The Gabi Hilchos Brachos, it's the Sugya Mem Beis Hamin Aleph and Bracha in Keitz Mevorachim, which we didn't do. That's a piece, a little piece over there from Mem Beis Hamin Aleph till the Mishnah, which we didn't do. That's Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is over here, Sugya over here. It also comes up in Masechta Schulin. Remember, we discussed this already a little bit last month. The overlap of saying multiple brachos, the brachos, the mitzvahs. You say bracha on shechita, then you shech multiple animals. Whether you need to make a new bracha or not, we spoke about the overlap from brachos and the hen and the brachos and mitzvahs. So the makor for that really is a sugya in chulin, in Kisi Adam, per Kisi Adam. So we'll try and touch on that as well to make a double mushlim. That's the dream for this man. I'll wake up soon and find out that it doesn't happen like that, but that's the dream. Okay, so the Gemara. A kufa mabeis, so we're starting kufa mabeis towards the bottom. Oisim adam shekitcha mabeis haknesis. So we have those people which make kiddush mabeis haknesis. So that's interesting. Loshen sounds like those people. I mean, there's some who do and some who don't. Right. So the Yidah indicates that the even bisman chazal, not all batei kenesius made kiddush mabeis haknesis. That's one possibility to understand the Gemara. And there's some separate brings. A tshuva which actually says like that, that before in the Gemara, that even Bisman Chazal, the minhag wasn't to make a Kiddush Mabeis Haknesses in all places. And he said, that's no raya, that's not what it means. It means that there's people, like the Gemara is going to say, that anybody who had been bias, they had to say Kiddush at home. So they had no reason to be Yotzin and Shul. So they didn't stick around for Kiddush or something of that sort. So those people, not. Says if it meant different shuls, it wouldn't say Oysa B'nai Yodim, it would say Oysa B'Sekinesis, those B'Tei Kinesius would say it. But the Lashon is referring to individuals. So at an individual level, some people are going to be Yotze, some they're not going to be Yotze. Some people, they didn't say the Kiddush B'Sekinesis because they're going to be saying it at home. So those people saying B'Sekinesis, some are Rav, you're the Yayin L'Yotze, you're the Kiddush Yotze. The Yotze Kiddush. But if they when they go home and they want to drink wine, they have to make a new bracha per golfin. A shul amar afi they kiddush lo yotze. Says not yotze kiddush, like the Morris is going to say, because you need kiddush malkum suda. El the rav v'lomalei the kedushay bebeisay kedush lahotzi b'adam b'nei beisay. So why if everybody yotze in shul, like everybody yotze in shul, why are we making another kiddush at home? to Yotze the bottom of the base. The Shmuel, Lamali, the Kedusha, Bekinishta. Lafugay Archim, Yedei Chavosin, the Ochlu B'Shosu, Begonim, Bekinishta. So the purpose of making Kiddush in the Shul was for the Archim. And that's a big deal in the Rishonim, which we will see about Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have Archim eating in the Shul. Do we continue this minhag of making Kiddush in the base of Knesset or not? The Shulchan Aruch in Reis Samartes says, he brings the minhag is to do it. Then he says, but if there's no people being yotze with it, he would feel it's appropriate to stop it. And then the Ramah Loshen indicates that the minhag is still to do it anyway. He doesn't say in the minhag is to do it like the first shita, but he discusses the pratim in the minhag. Vice versa, he was maintaining the minhag. So the Pasha of the Gemara, just that the minig, if the minig was the tzkan, if it was a minig and we're keeping it because it was tzkan of the kavua to keep it, so the minig wasn't, it was on the basic knesses. There was a minig based on medrash. So when a person's daven in the batei medrashes, they didn't have such a minig. Minig was mentioned only in Beit Knishta. So that's why many people grew up thinking that you don't say it in the shul because they daven in yeshiva. Yeshiva doesn't say it. That's a raya. You don't say it. That's not a raya. That regards to the minhag. Okay. So the word was Shmuel Tamei. Damer Shmuel ain't kiddush al malkam suda. The Shmuel says there's the rule of ain't kiddush al malkam suda. Some of me know. We thought to say, hani milim mi bias the bias. So the scenario which we're giving over here is from the basic nesses to your home. So that's ain't kiddush malkam suda. That's me bias levayis. So that's what we're thinking about. Okay, abu mimakom lemakom b'chad beis aloy. But to move from one place to another place within the house itself, that's not a problem of that malkam suda. It's not called you changed your malkam. You are still saying kiddush, even though you've changed the mimakom lemakom. You're still yotze kiddush. It's still called b'malkam suda. So malkam suda is the house. So you say kiddush b'malkam suda. You go from one house to the other, it's impossible to say that's the same makom. And kish makom suda, I mean, but within the house, it's all the same makom, so there's no problem, you can be yotze. That's what we thought to say. Now, what do the words miwakom and makom mean? That's up for grabs. Miwakom and makom can mean one room to another room in the house. Miwakom and makom can mean from one place to another place in the same room. Miwakom and makom is very, very not clear. Miwakom and makom, right? So you have to know what the word malkum means. So the more our girsa is mimakom lemakom. So we thought that is not a problem, and the kamashal that it is a problem. Omelu Rav Adam bar Taklifa zimlin zagiyin. So that's what they thought to say. So the Talmidim thought to say Shmuel meant that mimakom lemakom is okay. It's not a problem of changing your malkum. It's still called malkum suda. So he said that Omelu Rav Adam bar Taklifa zimlin zagiyin habam keim the kamei the Shmuel. I was there with my Rebbe Yishmael, and we met Meigra La'ara, and they said Kiddush. So Vayis Tegoyis, even within the building itself, from the Igra La'ara, so which we're saying means from the roof or the Aliyah down to the lower floor, is still called changing Makom. That it's be a problem. It's not called Kiddush Makom Suda if you would do such a thing. Now, what was the case? So this is a big child over here, just in the Rishonim Achronim already grappled with, like, what happened? They said Kiddush and the Igra, then they went down to the Ara and they ate, according to Shmuel, it's a bracha. You're making a bracha, Janisricha, bracha, Labatola. Why in the world are you switching now and making a Mechai Yisrael a bracha? Right? So the Sakh says, no, the case about it was that they did not make Kiddush yet. They were on the Igra. They're planning to eat the Ara. See if y'all, there's no problem of Shini Malkum. It's all Kiddush Malkum to the whole house, so you could say Kiddush upstairs and move downstairs and eat the meal. But he was makbid, the Dafka moved downstairs before he made Kiddush, because it is a problem from the Igra La'ara, and therefore he's got to go downstairs before he makes the Kiddush. Otherwise, he would have a problem. He wouldn't be Yotze Kiddush. That's how he cheshves to the Gemara. Now this is going to be. He would first move before he'd be Mekadosh. Like a hundred, many times to me, it's not just something repeating, but doing it afterwards. So that's how he learns. Now, that's going to get involved in the deal, according to Shmuel. Well, according to Shmuel, but you're not Yotze. Right? In Kiddush Malkum Suda means you're not Yotze. Let's say we would accept, according to Rav, let's say, Rav says, Kiddush Malchus Suda, does it mean like a chila? You can do that? One question. Or even in this Havin of the Gemara, that Mimakum and Malchum is acceptable. Is that like a chila or b'di'evit? So the more, if you tell me the b'di'evit, you're yoytza Mimakum and Malchum, but you're masking like a chila, you shouldn't move. So what's the right from a Rav and Hachlifa, according to the Slav? Yeah, but I say Kiddush upstairs. I can't do that because the single plan has a meal downstairs. I have to move because of Chachil. You shouldn't do that. But maybe B'di'evit, you're Yotzer. Shmuel was B'di'evit, you're not Yotzer. So come Shmuel said, I thought that dinner B'di'evit is only me by Sabbath. When me welcome and welcome, even that B'di'evit, you are Yotzer. Kamash Walona, you're not Yotzer. What's the Kamash Walona? Right? So Lachar and Cheshman of the Gemara. Pasha's Lemora is learning that we're discussing the case of the B'di'evit. Right? So we're handling a B'di'evit scenario. So it means he had Kiddush upstairs. And then he would decide to move downstairs. He says, oh my gosh, I got to do Kiddush again. Because B'di'evit, you're not Yotzer. Or Shmuel is, there's no difference between Chachil and B'di'evit. When it's no good, it's no good. When it's good, it's good. So Monashah, there's no scenario where that's what you're going to have to learn. But to say that the Karma of War in the Gemara, if you accept the Salah Cheshman in the Gemara, that we have a problem with Rosh and Esricha, and therefore the Cheshman has to be the scenario was that he said Kiddush, he moved before Kiddush, and more is proving even B'di'evit, you're not Yotzei, it's a Raya that there's no Chilchil Chilchil and B'di'evit. We're going to see Lamaisa, that's not so poshut, but I'll compare him, Cheshman in the Gemara, look how that should come out. Yes. What?
To have in mind to do it in different places, same house.
The Chachil or B'di'evit?
If you didn't do it the Kiddush, you could have had it in mind. You're saying that you could have been done, had in mind, so.
So this is going to be a big diyun in can you, the Chachil, have in mind? And one of the risers, the Rishonim bring. Right, from well, there's two steps of the Gemara. It's clear that according to Shmuel, Das does not work. Me bias the bias. Okay. No. Say that again. There is a Rishon who says that Das works me bias the bias, but the Chara Gemara is a work clone like that because the Gemara's whole discussion of Esek Knesset. What's the problem? Everybody in Shul is eating, making Kiddush in Shul, planning to go home. So everybody has Das. So what's the whole problem? If Shmuel holds B'di'evit, it's good. Like, what's the more making according to Shmuel? What do you Kiddush Mesa Knesset for? Like, what's the problem? Right? This way, we have one person say Kiddush. We can use. We don't have to worry about the wine because the wine is expensive. Everybody else will go home and yotze. Like, what's vice versa? Lumora that it doesn't work. B'di'evit. So what are you wasting your time saying Kiddush Mesa Knesset? So this is the Rishonim. This is already the Rishonim. You know, bring this raya, right? Right. So that's me. My the box. What about, but Ma'is Tabayis, Pasha the Rishonim, Rav Nissen Goyen says that it works, but and that's, the, you know, he's got a Yerushalmi, but the Pasha of the reading of the Bavli is that it doesn't work in B'di'evit. Okay. Now, what about Mimakom L'Malkom? Now, do we say that's only be discussed in the case of Ma'is Tabayis? According to Shmuel, Ma'is Tabayis is such a significant shinui that even with Das, it's not going to help you. What? But in the case where it's Mimakom L'Malkom, L'Chara, that maybe over there Das works. So Tosafot comes along and says Das works, right? Other Rishonim say not like that. They say, no, that doesn't work. And one of the Rai is this discussion over here, Migril Ara.
That's going to be a question.
The Akash on Tosafot, yes. So but they bring this Rai. It's a good point.
Is there any reason why it says Mimakom L'Malkom? Because Malcolm, what I have to say is over there, same room as you know, Chilchid is a dog, wash as if no.
We shall see. You know, Tosis is willing to say, me bias the bias, it means Mecheder Lecheder, even as a possibility. So we shall see, okay? Like, you know. Okay. Rav Huna saw rain Kiddush L'Malkom Suda. Rav Huna Kaddish Bizakar LeShroga. Violate the money the Bei Ganone the Rabbi Berei Tavi Shroga BeKiddush the Toy Midi. Almak saw rain Kiddush L'Malkom Suda. So he redid the Kiddush. Right. Okay. Vafraba Samarin Kitzol Kamsura, Damrabaya, Kiavina, Beimar, Kihava Makadish, Armalan Timu Midi, Dilma Adazlisu, the Ushpiza, Misakal, Hushroga, La Makadish, Huba Base Achila, Kedusha, the Hakal and Avkisu, then Kitzol Makamsu. Good.
It's a good question.
I'm not familiar enough with the Lashon Hashas to think about that. Whether it's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the Lashon is being used differently. Okay. So the more challenges that the being Oisik Kulei Rav, etc. Chumrei Rav. Let's see Rashbam. Kufam Beis, Kisu Beis Aknesis, Hu Kiddush Shemakadosh Shliach Tzibur B'Leili Shabbosu Yom Tovim Beis Aknesis. Yekiddush Yotzu, Vampishaloi Shosu, the Kaimel and Makadosh Tzarech Shiyitim, Yem Loi Tzom, El Echem, Yem Yotzu, Kulam Yerei Chabosu, Kanamuch Be'erim Mishal Hibuchal Ma'arvin, even though we have a din. And that Makadosh Tzarech Shiyitim, that's a locha in the Kavod HaKos. That's not a ma'akev in Minyan Tzikiddush. So even though they weren't drinking in the shul, that's not a problem. That's not ma'akev b'di yevid. Even if one person was toyim, kulam yotzei chavosim. So that's the more of an Arab, and the more handles the shaila about making kiddush on Yom Kippur. So Moore says, well, nobody can drink it. Moore says, you can give it to a katan to drink. So, well, if Makadosh Tzarech Shiyitim, everybody has to drink, so what do you accomplish? So Moore says, we can't do it because the katan will become rogel to drink in Yom Kippur. I keep telling him, he's mitzvah to drink. He said, no, don't you drink anymore. So we're going to mess the kid up. So it's not a good idea. So that's why we can't, there's no way to how to make kiddush. But the Vice Lords were not for that. The team of the katan would work. They might see everybody. Well, we do. When we say Mekadesh Yisrael, Yom Kippurim, and Shemon Esrei. Right? So, but the whole milah was that the din of saying Alakos, Sechrei Alayayin. So that was the Moor's trying to say, why can't we accomplish that? The Moor says, well, how are we supposed to do it? Interesting Rashi over there. Rashi over there says that the reason why we're toyim is because of Kavod HaKos. So it's a very interesting Rashi. That's Rashi's Lashon over there. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav handles this, that it comes out that you said Rei Pirgofen. So you have to drink because otherwise it's Bracha Levatola. Right? You know, what does Rashi say? Because Kavod HaKos. Right? The Rei Pirgofen, the Rei Pirgofen, you have to say Kiddush HaKos. So forget about the Rei Pirgofen. Just say Kiddush HaKos. Then we have to drink it. Like, what's the problem? Teretz is, no, that wouldn't work because it's not clear that you're being kaveh of the Kiddush HaLakos until you say Rei Pirgofen. So I'm holding, you know, my keys in my hand. You know, so I'm holding a cup of wine. And my echad says it's called Kiddush HaLakos. So the Kviyah Shem, Kiddush HaLakos, needs that you were say Rei Pirgofen. Okay, but since the purpose of saying Rei Pirgofen is not as a echad tips of Birchas in hand to be able to say drink, the purpose of saying Rei Pirgofen is to be able to be nikva, it's called Kiddush HaLakos, so best you don't have to drink. But it's not Kavod HaKos, not the drink. So you have a bris meal on Yom Kippur. So the lach is you say the karas of bris is set on the curse. So the lach is if the yoledes is there and she's still tight, this mom when she's out of drink, so you give it to the yoledes to drink. But if the yoledes are there, so the meaning is you give it to the tinnik to drink. Now, you're not being moitz of the tinnik unless you have a very, very, very precocious child, you know, right? He's not being yotze. There's no dinner. You mean moitz of the tinnik who's 8 days old with birchas Rei Pirgofen. So it's a bracha l'matala. That's not a bracha l'matala because the purpose of saying Rei Pirgofen was to be conveyed. You're saying the curse of bris, all the curse. You should ignore the curse and do something with it. You do something with it. So that's the way we yotze our din. Oh, it shouldn't punch and ignore. I make it kiddush al kais, and then I throw the wine out. It's a pasnish. I have to do something with it. That's Rashi means. So that I can do. Right? So that's interesting. So this din of Makadosh Tzarech Shiyitim is more din mitzal the kais than it is It's not the Yotze Kiddush.
Well, not that good drinking. I mean, you say you have to do something with a kid, you still use the wine because for something else.
No. We're not going to use it. Okay, well, so the truth is, the Olam Hirzavi's Kasha. Yeah, the Olam Hirzavi's Kasha. I'll repeat it. I'm not teasing you. Seriously. Yeah.
You have to do something with the wine according to what the Rashi's understanding of just Kavod HaKayis. So while you're making the bracha, just do something with it and drink it.
So I'm saying, I was using the term to use some of the kais and drinking it as being synonymous, because what else do you do with the kais, right? So it sounds like, you know, like totally off. No, it's got a knot. There's a fascinating, Tosis mentions this, not going, but the way the Rashi brings it is that the Eitzah was that they put the yayin of the kais on their eyes, al Sarafua, and that's your bit of how you can make a bracha on the Brei Pi HaGafen in the shul. And all of a sudden, say, "What are you talking about? That's not good enough." But that's how Rav, I'm saying. So the source actually wasn't from the source. Actually, was from this Rav Ratzonoi Goyin, who says that by Kiddush Friday night in the shul, that the people would use it for refuah, and they would put the wine on their eyes. So the Rasher brings that's now. Tosha doesn't tell us that. He just says that and that's how your yotze that we can make kiddush in the shul even though you're not drinking it. But the Torah already brings it down that's and he says what does that accomplish? You know, you have to drink it. But the vice versa, there is such a swore to say that if you do something with it, that would be acceptable to make a break your golf, and even though nobody's going to drink it. That right? So So it's not totally. He's not totally off. Right, you know, like, what are you talking about? Okay, fine. Mil chachilo, sar shitu makulo. But there is an inyan of that everybody should be tayim, and that's taka true. A person is supposed to be the mitzvah to be tayim. More later on in our bimsachim, it's the mitzvah to be tayim from the kiddush, the kais. It's not a ma'akev. What?
Friday night and Shabbos morning.
Semicolon. By the way, I just want to point that out. The Rashbam says that, which Rashbam does that. It's not Rashi. Well, going back to Rav's din over here, not because you drank. Even if you didn't drink, you got your kiddush in the shul, so don't even make you have no kiddush at home. But boy, Rav kiddush makim suda. He'll have a gab loyachli making it. This is nafki. Get a yarn loyotsu. She meish lohem yayin bebeisam lishtos chayom levorach bepir gavin shenim patur mebirchas akoshel shtias a yarn sheshosu besekneses machos yokrimi mukaimon to have loy hesach adas b'tzarech levorach. Okay, so now if the person didn't drink in shul, there's no shayin. We're not going to tell you that the Brei Pi HaGafen you said in shul, when you didn't drink, works for when you drink at home. But those who did drink in shul, so they said Brei Pi HaGafen, they're yotze Brei Pi HaGafen. They drink, they go home, and they say, make kiddush again. So what do you make Brei Pi HaGafen for? Use the Brei Pi HaGafen from the shul. No, that you can't do. So the kiddush are yotze, but the Brei Pi HaGafen, you need another one. So the Rashbam, why? Because the Hesach Hadas. So that's Chinese, right? Hesach Adas means that a person is maklet. I forgot about saying word that says. And the person is maklet. He's done. So he's misiyav das. Over here, he knows he's not maklet. He's done. He's planning to go home and drink. So it could be the Rashbam means that. Well, according to Shmuel, that you're not yotze kiddush and shul, you have to take kiddush again. According to Rav, you don't have to take kiddush again. So who's you going to drink? So inside the drink, you're talking nimlach, but that's not the worst mushroom. It's like the yirayin l'yotzu, body, not yotzu, why not? Well, it depends what your decision was. Which Rashbam was up later on Kuvav Mabez, Taka says that. So he was planning to say it at home. So what do you mean Hesach Adas? See, he doesn't mean Hesach Adas. What does he mean? He means the din of Shinir Mokim, right? Like the Morse of the Ran. So Shinir Mokim is not really Hesach Adas, because the whole kind of Shinir Mokim is even though you were not Masih Adas, but once you're Mashanah Mokim, you have to say the Baruch again. But the Kuvav, what he means is the same way by Hesach Adas, Okay. Let's be chazal rishonis. Right. So from Kitvah's on, we learn that you make a brocha and it covers everything you eat during the meal, you know, etc. Betzim, it's not so posh. It's not obvious. It's obvious because that's how we learned that we were little kids. Mehekatesi, betzim. I'll call the Shema and Shema to Haloka. I make a bracha on every. We went through the discussion. I should make a bracha on every bite I take. I should make a bracha before I eat it. Rosh, thank you. Why not? No, Chazal said, you know what? That's going to be a little bit burdensome, you know, because people are not going to say the bracha too much kavana because if to each bite, it's just not a good idea. Okay, you know what? Make a bracha on the apple. Make a bracha on the apple. Eat your all. You made a bracha on the apple. Enjoy your apple. A second apple. Okay, make another bracha. Why each item deserves a bracha? Why is it so obvious that bracha works everything else? So because I could have been in a second, and we would have said that makes a lot of sense to make a bracha on each item. You have a piece of chicken, so good. You have a second piece of chicken, right? Then make another bracha. It's not illogical. It's very logical. Such an idea. We have a sugya. The more comes along and says, no, the bracha that you make works for the rest of the meal. And we have a chalak mishanim, how it works. Some mishanim say it works because you had the das. Some mishanim say it works because there's a swarm greira. Once you said the bracha, it's nigra. Everything else that's there in the meal is nigra. So now that we have this new din that you extended, how does that work? Right? So, chazal were kaveya, the same way you say, you don't make a bracha on every bite. You make a bracha on an item. The bracha you make on an item works for multiple items as long as it's part of one meal session. It's one act of eating. So it's all one maisa, so it's, the bracha is nimshak for that. Person's doing multiple maisas of mitzvahs, it's one shkita session, so he makes a bracha al shkita, and he shechs multiple behemoths. At some point, the session ends. So how does the session end? What ends the session? So Hesech Hadas ends the session. I decided, I'm done. Now, if you have to truly be a Hesech Hadas, like, you know, I think we did by the Shabbaton, right? So some of the girls' questions, right? So, you know, I decided not to have, I'm not going to have any more by the meal, but then mommy brought out about dessert, you know. I decided, yes, I am going to have it. So my answer was, if every Friday night the same thing happens again, that's not called Hesech Hadas. You're just playing a game. You know, you're not being Mesih Hadas. But if in Hanami, you talk really Mesih Hadas, you know, you walk away from the table, right? You're clearly Mesih Hadas. Now you're Nimlach. Now you're Nimlach. You need a bracha. Because the session has ended. So, comes Chazal came along and said, Shini Mokim, the session ends. It's not the bracha is chal on this room. You know, the holiness of the bracha takes effect in the room. You leave the room, you lost your holiness. You know, right? The pshat is the nature of people when they end the meal. Many times, the act of leaving is indicative of the fact the meal is over. So Chazal made a klal. When you leave the makom, the session has ended. So even though you have das to continue, but I'm sorry, that's a new session. Right? So that's what the Rashbam means. And Lashem Hesech Hadas, it means it's me'ein the musik of Hesech Hadas. The same way Hesech Hadas is kaveya, there's a musik of an end of an eating session, and therefore it needs a new bracha. So Shini Makom is the same thing. That's the Kara, what he means. Okay. Avul Mekadosh Bebeisai Al Shulchan HaBesham and Tzarek L'Baruch L'Yayin Shem Sefer Suda Shrei Poitra Yayin Shalifnei Asuda Ketan Bepesh Ketan Baruch and Birchol Yayin Shalifnei Mozen Pesach Yayin Shalachar Mozen Gemara B'Shabas Yom Tzayim B'Hal Bodom Kamei Sudosa Ala Yayin. So that sounds like a mouthful, no pun intended, of the Rashbam. Tosfos goes through the same arichas, the same mouthful, even more of a mouthful. Right? You see, Tosfos is and the Rashbam are handling that could be the bracha of the yayin does not part of the yayin techasula. So, you know, what's the nakuda? What's he grappling with? So that's the thing over there in brachas that. A bracha of yayin that you say on yayin lishrois doesn't work for yayin lishrois. Right? If the purpose of the you make a brachah gofen lishrois because you're thirsty, etc. So that's a chashava act. That bracha covers all the other wine that you drink. A person makes a bracha on yayin lishrois. The person ate the meal and sometimes he needs sort of like to add some liquid to help the digestion, etc. So it's not a chashava mice. It's not the sarok shtir because you're thirsty. That's why you made the bracha. The lacha that doesn't cover the yain which you want to drink lishtos. So if you later on you decide to drink the yain after the mozen lishtos, the bracha of lishtos doesn't work for lishtos. So it means, I said Reprin Goffin, it's wine, it's during the meal, I'm sitting at the table, everything's the same, but the Chazal said no. It's Me'ein that Musik, which we had of the Rash Rashita, which we pass in Halacha, that the Rashi says, if you make a bracha on a Dabar Sheinu Chashim, it doesn't work with Dabar Chashim. Right? So a person makes a bracha on an apple, and during the same eating session, he decides to have some dates, so the bracha on Reprin 8 doesn't work. No, it wasn't Masiyah Das.
No, unless he has Das.
Unless he has Das for Favorites at the beginning. Unless he has Das for Favorites at the beginning. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Because the bracha on a Dabar, and the Shiva Saminim, is a less kosher of a ma'isa bracha. It can't work for the shivas aminim. Vice versa, it would work. So bracha lishtois works lishtois. The bracha lishtois doesn't work lishtois. What about yayin, which is for kiddush? It's not the same lishtois. It's not part of the meal. It's not the. It's a different din. There's din of yayin lishtois, that you make yayin lifnei amozen for kiddush. It's a whole different function. So there's bam. Okay, that bracha may become does work for the meal. Right? That's the car. That's before in the Gemara like that. Because according to Rav, you're not being, according to Rav, we're saying since we're shini makom, therefore the bracha of yayin which you had over there doesn't work at home. Otherwise, it would work. Now clearly, the so what we're saying means that the brepia gafim, we're not for shini makom, would work from the shul to your house. It's clearly two different types of functions. But the brepia gafim would work. So the brepia gafim in your house works for the rest of the meal, right? But the Shmuel and Tosafot have to point it out because it's not obvious. We say, well, it's obvious. Yeah, well, of course, why not? That prayer comes no shaykhus to the meal. It's a whole different function. So it works on the yayin, which you think tachasuda, which is lishtos. So he points it out that works. Okay, yeah. So that's the sugi over there. That the Mora talks about. The Mora wants the the more that the cheshbon, the more goes to the cheshbon of that problem.
Are we saying that even if a person would have like specific das, if the person is shini makom would not work? He's having specific das, but like I'm not being mesiach das. Like he's like,
correct. That's what I'm saying. Yes. For now, let's assume that's true. I mean, again, Tois is handling over here the Gabi the issue of Kiddush Makom Suda Das, but there is a separate Diyun in regards to Shini Makom and Das. It's a separate Diyun, but for now let's put on record that Chazal were conveying that even though that you're planning to continue to drink, but you know any of you would have a fair Das, but since the normal act of walking out is usually indicative of the fact that you're ending your eating session. So that's a din. It's a blanket din. And that's what Mr. Brewer understands. Yeah.
If you have gas and you walk out and come back in, is that shini makom or not shini makom?
Is that shini makom or not shini makom? So the simple answer, like my shrei learned after many, many years of asking me questions in halacha, it's a machloikas. Right. I know, Eli, it's a machloikas. Yeah, but what do we do? The simple halacha is that there's no difference whether you come back or you eat elsewhere. No difference. There are Rishonim which say there's a difference, but we don't pass those Rishonim. We will see more about that. This is all cultural kol regalachas. The first show is always like that. Right. Okay. After the yain lo yatsu, can a peshin in time of the kameh and kiddush al makom suda. Now the Rashbam says, why? Why is this yisad that Shmuel says and kiddush al makom suda? Where does it come from? Why is that so? So he says two reasons. The ksiv v'karosh l'shabbos oynig, pasuk yishaya, dibre kabbalah, B'makom, so we darsh b'makom shatza kare l'shabbos, klamer kriya the kiddush, v'karasa you declare Shabbos as an oynig. So that's the mice of kriya of kiddush. Shom te oynig, that's where the oynig is. A midrashu. So Pashas Rama is saying that there's some sort of a medrash as such. We don't have such a medrash extant anywhere. The Rishonim all quoted. So apparently they had such a medrash. So he's pointing it out. So it's a drasha. Inami swarohi, or without the drasha, it's a swara. Midikwe kiddush alayayin, kiddushanil kamon, zuchay alayayin. Zuchar shema shabbos lakacha, chazal darshan zuchay alayayin. There's a din of being saying kiddush over wine. Mistoma alayayin shemashah suda hukva dechashim. So which wine are we talking about? So Shmuel says, the wine that you have as part of the meal, that's chashav a wine. That comes to be part of a meal. It satiates you. It quenches your thirst. It has a chashav a function. That's the wine Chazal wanted you to make your kiddusha. But wine, which is has no shaykhus in a meal, it's not as chashav such a wine. That's not what Chazal meant when they said kiddush. So it's a swara. Now, so the response says two swaras. The first swara itself is not clear. Exactly what is the lumdus? You know, it's a din that the kriya have to be in the same place. Is that a din in the kriya or is it a din in the oinig? That's debatable, right? You could say that the point is that a valid kriya is only a valid kriya if it's where the oinig is. You could say that the oinig is only yotzeit kiddush if it had a kriya beforehand, because it's not in the kud on the kriya, it's the kud on the oinig. It's not a valid way to do a Suda Shabbos unless you have a Kriya beforehand. So the Kriya has to be where the Suda is. So you need a good Kriya. But the second Lashon Lachara is, he's saying in the Kuda, the Suda is a Suda. The Yayin of the Suda is Chashav a Yayin. That's the Yayin Chazal said you have to have you use for Kiddush. That's a din in the Kiddush. Okay. Number one. Number two, in the second Lashon, the current logic would indicate that the logic would tell you that this is the klolim of Shini Mokum and the klolim of Kiddush Mokum Suda. Should we tell these Abizah? Right? Because the point is, you need to use the wine of the meal. So if Chazal said the meal is here, and when you leave, that's not called the meal anymore, it's called the new meal, so that's a problem. You're not using the wine of the meal, you're using different wine. So the kiddush is not the same place, so it's not called part of the meal. It's the wine of the meal which you need to use. It's not the wine of the meal because you're Mishana Makom. And Mishana Makom is called a new meal. So in the second Lashon Rashbam, the definition of Makom for Shini Makom, the definition of Makom for Kiddush Makom Suda, should be Toli Zebizet. The past reading of the Gemara is that they're not Toli Zebizet. Right? That's the more questions on Alpha and Beis. They're not totally Zebizet, but the second Lashon Rashbam, the logic would be very much that's not so. And Tosis assumes that they are totally Zebizet. Tosis goes immediately to they have to be totally Zebizet. He assumes it. He says, so you have to redefine the Gemara on Beis, and it means something else. And, right? But Tosis only quotes the first Shadow Rashbam.
Why is it not in the first part of the Rashbam? Why is it not true?
I have no idea. I don't know what this drasha is. The drasha is the kriya, the makom kriya sham te oinag, or makom oinag sham te kriya. It's not a din of suda. There's a big machlokes in the poskim, whether there's a din of shini makom, a major machlokes in the poskim, whether there's a din of shini makom by birchas and mitzvahs. Right? There's got to be sukkah. You leave the sukkah. Do you need it? When you come back to the sukkah, do you need a new bracha? Aleisha b'sukkah. Because I take off my talus and I walk outside. I come back inside. Do you need to make a new bracha on my talus? I walk outside. Right? Shini makom or not? Right. So just because it's a din of makom over here, they have the same word makom, but who said the talmud is that? The din of shini makom, Chazal said there's a certain act of walking outside and it ends your eating session. Okay. There's another law. You have to kiddush makom suda. Who said the talmud is that? If you tell me the reason why you can't, because the Suda, Shem Suda is totally in Makom, yeah, I know that, dinner. That's in Shem Makom. Shem Suda, totally in Makom. Also, Shem Suda, totally in Makom. I hear the connection. But otherwise, Mehekel Tayshon, totally in Makom. Give me a full thought. I'm not. You're trying to address something. I'm not sure what you're trying to address.
There is a problem over the oinig, the suda, not the kiddush. Theoretically, could the kiddush not the suda? If I didn't do kiddush over suda, so if the problem is like the problem is like the kiddush is the problem.
So correct. So okay. So. We're going to see. This is probably one of the things. One of the things we're trying to work out in the sugya. The luck is you can't eat without kiddush. Right. So if you don't do kiddush makom suda, wasn't valid kiddush, then you can't eat. Well, let me finish my thought. Okay, can I argue that it's shaykh to get a shame kiddush to allow you to eat even without Kiddush Malkum Suda. Means that the Suda requires a Kiddush beforehand, but that's not a Hafkoah on the Shem Kiddush. So the Rabbi didn't eating before Kiddush, I hate my Kiddush. Because I said, the Kiddush is not told in the Suda, the Suda is told in the Kiddush. So I said Kiddush. So I'm allowed to eat. But the din of Suda requires a Kiddush, I didn't do. Right? So the assumption of almost all that Karnim is that that's not correct. The Moshe is the Tshuva, and he holds that is correct. So this is the famous Tshuva Moshe. You had the, nowadays, I remember this, my Shreya's Shul, you know, so that we had this problem every to come for Pesach. So what do they serve for Kiddush on Pesach in those days? They put out nuts and hard-boiled eggs. That was the Kiddush during Pesach. So the Rav would say Kiddush on a Kaisa Yayin, and the available things to eat were nuts and hard-boiled eggs. Now, you're not yet to Kiddush Malkum Suda with nuts and hard-boiled eggs. So the Kiddush wasn't a valid Kiddush because it wasn't Malkum Suda. You're not allowed to eat. So how are you eating nuts and hard-boiled eggs? I mean, you didn't make a good Kiddush. So the Shittas HaGadim says you can be yotze with a Revias of Yayin. So the Rav had a Revias of Yayin. Shashkoyach. You know, so the Rav is a tzaddik pelt. You know, he had a Revias of Yayin, so he can eat. Remember, they did not give out a Revias of Yayin to everybody in the shul. And people were eating. So Mercer says it's okay. Mercer the Shulwe says it's okay. It has a Shem Kiddush, and therefore there's no Yisrael eating. But the Kiddush Malkum Suda, it's not. So therefore, when you go home, you need to make another Kiddush. Now, I don't know whether people did or not. I don't know how, from my knowledge, where they were about that either. But I'm assuming that, you know, people did that, right? Now, almost nobody agrees with the Moshe. The Kiddush Malkum Suda is Hafko on the Shem Kiddush. It was not Kiddush Malkum Suda. But, you know, he seems... Lechet Chil is not the right way to say it. He holds it's bechlal. It's mamash Hashem Kiddush, and you yotze Kiddush, but you're bechuv to another Kiddush again because what is Kiddush Malkum Suda? That's not how almost everybody else learns. So, but that's part of what you know that Dean or Marsha, Lechar or Marsha is seeing it. But yeah, what? Karn or Marsha. So I didn't eat by the Kiddush. Ellie, why aren't you eating? You know, like, you know, that was like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, I, whatever, you know, like, you know, the Minhag L'Shul, I don't know, because probably when the Minhag L'Shul was wrong, but I didn't have to say anything to my Shreya. I let him eat. You know, Ramosha helps us okay, so, you know, he can go to Gan Eden and Ramosha's places, I have no problem with that. You know, like, you know, Zunta Hay. Same issue. Right. Yeah, but Ramosha is a Kiddush. Nobody else agrees with him. I would not pass a local myself to Ramosha. If you ask me what to do, I would tell you no way. Yeah. I'm not arguing with Ramosha because Ramosha is Ramosha, not me. But I'm saying, but the mice, nobody else. I'm standing behind a lot of other big rabbis who say not like Ramosha. Okay. Is the Chachil to have a Revias of Wine? Well.
Meaning if you're in that situation, you could have wine.
That would be the best answer, yeah. I mean, the sheet of the garden is something. There's a fascinating Chazon Ish that says, I had the Shaila HaChamaisa a few times. They have people who have health issues, and they're very limited what they're allowed to eat. A person had one of these, the bariatric surgery, or, you know, that they took out, they make the stomach smaller. So he wasn't allowed to eat anything you would be able to Kiddush Malkum Suda with. Not the wine, not the grape juice either, because it's too much sugar, and alcohol also is converting the body into sugar. So, like, Can't have wine. Dry wine didn't help him. Sweet wine didn't help him. He couldn't have wine. He couldn't have any cakes. He couldn't have anything else. Right? His meal, his Shabbos Suda was, as Rabbi Andrew used to tease me, but my breakfast was groz with groz. It's grass and grass together. That was his Shabbos Suda. Chazon Ish holds if that's your meal, that's called Kiddush Malkum Suda for you. That's the Kiddush, but it's hard to say that applies to the shul. You're not going home and eating nuts and hard-boiled eggs. You know, at home you can eat a meal, so it's hard to call it a meal.
According to the other sheet of Aaron Meisha, where you needed the Suda, would there be an issue of Hefsek, or is there no din of Hefsek? Between Kiddush and the Mizamas. In a normal case.
No, there's no din of Hefsek. Well, okay. The Ramah says that there's a din of that you have to eat right away. It's not a din of Hefsek, but it has to be Mizman Suda. Kiddush Malkum Suda is a din in Mark, but also a din in Zman. So the Ramah does brings, and then we pass like that, and that is a real issue. It's not very well known, and trying to shepherd people after they make Kiddush to get them to wash or start the meal, and everybody's busy, they want to schmooze. It gets me very nervous because there's a din in Zman Suda. How much is Zman Suda L'Chachila? You don't want to know. right? Pasha, one of the questions says the shir is that, they don't halicha by until you die. 22 amos. Right? 22 amos? Takes how long to take walk 22 amos? If you walk 2,000 amos in 18 minutes, how long does it take to walk 22 amos? Do your math. Okay. What? That's why the yakas wash it for Kiddush.
On Friday night.
Shabbos day also. Yeah. Tells the Shiva that's what they did also. We asked for Kiddush. That's not the only reason, but it's brought down and all. It's mentioned in the Rishonim already, such an idea.
So it takes a long time for hundreds of people.
Why? Right, so as soon as you make Kiddush, so by the Yekas, even the Makadosh washes beforehand. Mattel's, the Makadosh didn't wash beforehand. Everybody else did. And he would immediately wash and then say, I'm with you right away. So it was very quick. Okay. But according to the first lashon in the Rashbam, I don't know why we have to assume the Toli Zebezeh, which many Rishonim hold, they're not Toli Zebezeh. The din of a makom of this and the makom of that are not the same. Tosfos assumes they're the same, but it's interesting. Tosfos only brings the first lashon of the Rashbam. He doesn't bring the second lashon of the Rashbam. He just brings the drasha. He doesn't bring Rashbam's cheshbon. But I think, just pointing out, in the Rashbam, Svora, that's a very strong reason why the klolim of makom, both of them should be similar. So if you didn't have a surah, you're not yotzei kiddush. Right? Pretty clear. Right? So Moshe has his cheshbon how to transfer all the lashon and rishonim who say that. It's wrong. You move from house to house. That's a problem. In the house, mibayis laliyah, in tzarich lachzor l'kaddish. You don't have to redo it. Isakali Shroga, Nofala Nerva, Kiba Kabash Kadam Shochal, the Bakanana the Rabba Bray, Bas Kubas Benoish, Shahyasham Neris Dolkim Besa Mishta. I didn't get the story exactly over here what's happening. So it was Bas Kubas Benoit. There was a whole major party going on. He was making Kiddush elsewhere, right? He wanted to learn, right? I wish I don't have the story exactly, Try to tell my wife, I'm going to try and do the same thing. I don't think we'll go over so well. Listen, you're making share brachas. It's kabbalistic. I'm going to go make my own kiddush and have my own meal, but then the lights go out. His wife says, I told you so. I don't know. It's just a bunch of the hechatim. So the hechatim is interesting.
I thought it was referring to the house that.
Yeah, but Rashbam doesn't look like that. He says the base mishnah was partial. This was the place where they were celebrating. I know. I would learn the kabbalah like that also. The house was still there. The more talks about they had it like a bias that would make a chubas benoit. Okay. Mars Rabbi Kiyabah Mekadosh, when he writes him, he lifter Misha Melevich Lebesein, Betainu. You want to go home? He say, eat over here. The Mizakalach Ushraga, Loi Toiklu, Vafilo Atamayoklim, Lishan Beloi Achila, Bekirish Tachal, and Avkisu, they eat it. So you won't eat. So that the Rishonim already pointed out, you have to have three siddhas in Shabbos. You have all three siddhas by day. You have to have one by night. Very nice, but the mice, so fine, but so you won't eat. It's dark, you won't eat. And you're supposed to eat when it's light, because you enjoy, the more it says in human, that you enjoy the meal much better when you can see it. So it's not considered the appropriate oinig to eat without the lights, which is one of the reasons why we have Neir Shabbos, Rashi says in Shabbos, because the achila is a much better achila, because you enjoy the food when it's visible. Okay, so you want to make sure that you have it, so you'll go to sleep and you'll eat tomorrow. But Maisa, you weren't used to Kiddush, unless you eat something. Fine. So that's the Te'ima. The more says Lashon, the more interesting Lashon is Te'ima. So we've reduced the concept of Kiddush Malkum Suda to Te'ima. Until now, this is the first time the more is saying, so you have to have a Suda. So Suda means a Suda. Right? Having a little taste. That's the word of the more. That's also called Kiddush Malkum Suda. This is the makor for that din. The tima works. There's a makor in the Rishonim over here. What tima means? Tosfos says it means tima is lechem. It means you have to eat some bread. because that's kiddush makom suda. Suda means bread. Aye, but shall shudas you go to suda shlishis. Many currently many rishonim without washing. That's suda shlishis. But for kiddush, you need a mamash suda. That's what it says. You have to have a suda. You have to wash. Right. That's what the grow pasuk. The grow pasuk is that kiddush makom suda requires a pas. According to the grow. That the whole idea of kiddush and shul, well, not the whole idea, but theoretically, they would have to put up bread, or we would have to wash, eat a small amount of bread, and they can have the rest of their kiddush. But if they don't wash, they can't eat, because not kiddush makom suda. That would save a lot of money for kiddushim and shul.
Or make it very expensive.
Does tima mean a kazayas? So. That's an interesting lashon. The Mora doesn't say that, what it means, but the Gemara has a shame, interesting lashon. The Mora has a lashon of te'ima. Up to Kibbe is called te'ima. So it can mean a kazayas. Does it mean dafka kazayas? That's a harder question. So the Beis Yosef points it out. The te'ima means dafka kazayas. And he brings one of the Rishonim, but he has to point it out because it's not mukhach obvious on the Gemara that team wouldn't need Afka Kazayas.
Why is it different? What's the difference?
The word team here, how is it different from saying you have to have a Siddha? General in Shas, the team means taking a taste. Doesn't mean Moses time meat, but for them, Moses, they would have a little taste in the morning and they would eat their meal later on in the day. The Lashon Timah usually mean just a small amount. Okay, that's the Shbams. So we sort of wet our feet in the sugya a little bit. Let's hold it here. So tomorrow morning I'm going to be late. I have